This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Set aside the economy, worries about crime, which are at the top of all of voter polls about what they're worried about, and instead vote for you or the world is ending?
Nobody said the world is ending.
But losing this democracy could very well be the end of the world.
You see, if it doesn't gel, it isn't aspic, and this ain't gelling.
Come on.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Biden's job approval rating sits at 44% in this final NBC News poll, by the way. All-time low with independents.
Just one poll? Those things aren't scientific.
Yes, they are. All this is science. This is math.
We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar.
Shut this off. Shut these all off.
I'm warning you, turning off these machines would be extremely hazardous. Shut it off!
Well, I'm working like hell to deal with the energy prices. I'm going to have a little, as I said, come to the Lord talk with the oil companies pretty soon.
And they'll push again and I'll say, read my lips.
No more drilling.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, at about 5:20 tonight or whatever, 20 past the hour, somewhere in there, we're going to start taking calls from candidates. If you're on the ballot tomorrow and you know, again, not a write-in, but you got to be on the ballot, you can call in and you get a minute to make your pitch to the voters. And we're going to be doing that for the rest of the show. And I may sprinkle in a Brandon cut here or there, but it's basically going to be the candidates' night. You'll have your minute to make your pitch, and I'll try not to interrupt. I probably won't be interrupting that much because I like to give people a chance to they've been working. Everybody's been working hard on that. Well, not everybody, but most candidates have been working pretty hard on it. So. Want to give you a chance. And incidentally, if you want to read up on the campaign, my recommendations in some of the New England races, you can go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and right at the home page is my midterm elections column, and you can check it out again, HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right there on the home page. 844-500-4242. So I see that Pelosi says retirement decision will be affected by attack on husband. Okay. I have to say my decision will be affected by what happened after the last week or two.
What's that about?
I don't know. What happened to that story? That story was pulled from NBC's website about the fact that the illegal alien drug addict, the BLM supporter, nudist, was in the house for 30 minutes before the police arrived. And suddenly that story just disappeared. And so the Washington Post did a story. Why was the story pulled? And they said, well, the reporter was using anonymous sources. And you know who told this to the Washington Post? Anonymous sources at NBC News. I guess that wasn't such a big problem, the anonymous sources at NBC News. Anyway, time now for the Chump Line.
Oops. If you don't see me dripping on stage, then it ain't black.
By the way, he's still pushing vaccinations. Brandon is. This was in Philadelphia for the rally for Fetterneck. Cut 13.
The day I was sworn in, only 2 million people have been vaccinated. Now more than 220 Americans are fully vaccinated.
More than 220 Americans are fully vaccinated. I never got the booster, so I guess I'm not in that august group. So there's twice as many people in the, almost twice as many people in the House of Representatives as have been vaccinated. Cut 14.
We put a cap of $2,000 a year in prescription drugs for seniors on Medicare, no matter what their drug costs were.
Prescription grubs?
Prescription jugs.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I remember when everyone looked forward to election night, when you were guaranteed to find out your party's plight. But now the elections have turned into selections, and the counting only stops when the left makes it right.
Very good. That sums it up well, Limerick guy. That's the situation we find ourselves in now. This is the way it should be, KJP said today. This is the way it's supposed to go on for days and days until the Democrats win. I tell you what, if a Republican isn't declared the winner by like midnight, you know that they're in trouble, because there's going to be a pipe leak. Or a power outage or something that's going to stop the voting. The Chump Line today is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
Biden says there's not going to be any coal in your stocking this year.
I guess that's kind of a silver lining, isn't it? Yeah, there's not going to be any coal in anyone's stocking this year. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Hey, Howie. I heard you say Brandon is a cross between George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Isn't he a cross between all the dead presidents?
I tell you, he is going to go down as the worst president in American history. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, maybe some, historians of the Civil War era are going to make the pitch for James Buchanan, but who the hell remembers James Buchanan? You don't even read much about him in the history books, except that he was the only confirmed bachelor president in American history. It's all on Biden now. Biden and Buchanan, the killer bees.
Howie, the planets have aligned. Even the moon is going to turn red tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't know that. A blood moon tomorrow. And you know what's gonna happen here in South Florida tomorrow? There's going to be a thunderstorms. It's going to be like something out of Julius Caesar when they're talking about the ghosts walking through the skies. I just hope the ghosts don't vote when the thunderstorms are taking place. I think the Democrats are going to be very freaked out by those, by the lightning and the thunder. Me, not so much.
Tomorrow, the Democrats will find out that you can't sell someone an outhouse and tell them it's the Taj Mahal.
Did you know that Biden, he almost said that he died after his brain surgery? Cut one.
Remember being in ICU, looking at those monitors after a 9-hour operation, and thinking to myself, I wasn't hurting. I just was tired. I just wanted to just let it go. I knew the line went flat. All kidding aside, some of you had a similar experience.
And you were still able to vote Democrat. Some of you never voted Democrat until you flatlined. You were buried. Some of you were even cremated, but you still got to vote in the next election. And you voted the straight Democrat ticket.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, criticizing AOC for broadcasting while eating. Did you ever think she learned it from a certain BU instructor? I mean, every time there's free food in the studio, you come out of the break talking with your mouth full. You hypocritical heifer. We're going to be fine.
I used to do that, but I learned my lesson after I got attacked a few dozen times. I don't eat now in the studio, or very seldom.
maybe Fetterman will become senator. A lot of other people are celebrating the demise of Roe v. Wade, too.
He campaigns on it and he celebrates it at the same time. It's in a span of 10 seconds. And now they're saying that what he meant this, what he said, I campaign against Roe v. Wade, he meant to say Oz, and that you just misunderstood it. It's kind of like, you know, when you heard Brandon say on Friday in California that he was going to shut down all the coal-fired plants, KJP says that was just because there was a lot of noise. So, you know, the noise, the ambient sound, as they used to say in TV, that's what you heard. It was the ambient sound saying that he or it or they were going to shut down the coal-fired plants, not the president of the United States.
You know, Howie, perhaps we should consider voting yes on question one. Think of how lonely question one is. Its only competition is sales tax, income tax, excise tax, the lottery, tolls, alcohol tax, cigarette tax, weed tax. Why not one more?
I keep telling people, you know, if you've always wanted to be a millionaire, but you never thought you could swing it, just vote yes on question one. And within 2 or 3 years, no longer, you will be a millionaire, at least for the purposes of paying an income tax in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Vote with your pocketbook or vote with your ideology. See which fills up your dinner plate.
Yeah, but see, a lot of the people that are voting with their ideology, they don't have pocketbooks because they just get the EBT and the TANF transferred to their accounts every month directly. They're living off of our pocketbooks, not theirs. That's why they're Democrats. They're members of the non-working classes.
Come on, man. Someone get Kareem Jabbar-Pierre to send this out on the Twitter machine. Because of my daylight savings program, everybody in the country got a free hour yesterday. Not a joke.
And you won't lose the free hour until after the midterms. Actually, not until next year when there's a new Congress.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, not daylight, Eastern Standard Time. The number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. We post it every weekday evening around 7 p.m. And the Chop Chumps consists of all the messages that we didn't play just now that were left on the cutting room floor. It's the second Chump Line of the day. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Come on, man. Someone get Kareem Jabbar-Pierre to send this out on the Twitter machine. Because of my daylight savings program, everybody in the country got a free hour yesterday. Not a joke.
And Rick Scott wants to take away your Social Security, Granny. But don't worry, because under my energy plans, you'll freeze to death anyway before the cuts go through. So you got nothing to worry about, Granny. Democrats are taking care of you. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Candidates Night beginning right now on the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. neither shoulder to cry on.
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I know the Secretary of State in Massachusetts, Bill Galvin, today predicted that turnout would be down from the last midterm election in 2018. But I sense there's a lot of interest, maybe not so much in Massachusetts, but in the rest of New England. And so we've decided to expand our Election Eve candidates night and open it up at this time rather than at 6 o'clock. And we've already got full lines here of people, candidates who want to make their one-minute pitches. So here's the way it works. If you're on the ballot, wherever, you can have 1 minute to make your pitch to the voters. Just come on, identify yourself, and tell us what office you're running for and in what state. And you have a minute. And at the end of the minute, Taylor is he's keeping the stopwatch or whatever, you know, very electronic variation it is now, and he will let you know with a bell. What will the list play? Give us the sound, Taylor.
I've got one of those old-fashioned sand timers. Is that going to work out?
That'll work. That'll okay. Work. A minute hourglass, you mean. Yes, that'll work. All right, so let's just get started right now. 844-500-4242. Bill Johnson, you're next. You're first tonight. You got a minute, Bill Johnson. Tell us your name, what you're running for. I give you your name. And what state you're in. Go ahead.
Well, I'm in the great state of Massachusetts here. I'm running for the Hamden, Hampshire, Worcester District, Howie. I am a Republican. I understand inflation. I've got a small business with 70 employees, and I've seen what the inflation has done to the families that work for us. And I get it. You know, I support public safety, parental rights in schools, and I would have voted for the gas tax relief, diesel fuel relief for the farmers. There's a huge contrast between myself and my challenger. And I'm just humbly asking for support on Election Day tomorrow. We need to bring balance back to Beacon Hill, and I feel I can be that voice for the district and for the Commonwealth and bring a business perspective to the Senate.
All right. Thank you, Bill Johnson. And who are you running against? She's gone. William Peters, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, William Peters.
Thank you, Howie, and thank you for all your hard work this summer helping us get question four on the ballot. I know I met you out there. We collected over 1,000 signatures at Cape Gunworks, and, you know, we couldn't have done it without your help. And so everybody out there, vote no on question four. My name is William Peters. I'm running for state representative in 2nd Barnstable on Cape Cod. As you know, this election cycle is critical, and everyone must get out to vote. Elections at my level are often lost on or won on slim margins, so please get out to vote if you're in 2nd Barnstable. I'm not a career politician. I'm a husband, a father, and a scientist. I have degrees in chemistry and biology, a PhD in biophysics, and an MBA. I've spent my career in managing partnerships in startup companies, so moving into politics was not on my radar, but things have just gotten out of control at the federal and state level. Our representative stands against us. I have 4 children. I'm very worried about their future. It's being stolen as the government grows. And so,
William Peters, thanks. It was good seeing you all summer long down at the Cape Gunworks. He's running on Cape Cod. William Peters. We'll be back with more. We're going to take calls all the way to 7 o'clock tonight. Everybody gets a minute. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. With the Dow down over 20% and the NASDAQ down 30% under Brandon, you need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of these odious national Democrats would you most like to see upset tomorrow? Senator Dunning, Dick Blumenthal, Governor Kathy Hochul, Senator Pat Murray, Senator Chuck Schumer, or Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
By the way, Tiffany Smiley in what Washington State is ahead by less than a percentage point, but the final poll, she's ahead. Keeping my fingers crossed on that one, but I'm going to vote for Chuck Schumer.
57% say Chuck Schumer.
He's edging up. Yeah, the last Trafalgar poll, he was at 50%. His Republican opponent was at 40%. I know that's a long way to go, a lot to ask, but you can dream, can't you? And it is a blood moon, right? So you can dream on a blood moon. I'm sure there's some old tales about that. 844-500-4242. Erica Reddick and from Vermont, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Erica.
Hi there. My name is Erica Reddick. I am the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress. I also have the support of most of the GOP platform because for those people who don't know, a progressive lied and cheated to take the Republican spot on the ballot. So the guy with an R on the ballot is not really a Republican. Erica Reddick is the Republican. That's me. So Vermont born and raised, constitutional conservative. I'm an accountant. I want to restore sanity. I want to restore accountability, transparency, and integrity to Washington.
And it's an open seat. The Democrat is a woman they say should be the first woman elected, but Erica would also be the first woman elected from Vermont, wouldn't you, Erica? All right. Thanks for the call.
That is correct.
Thank you. Next on the line is Michael Tagliavia. He was our guest last week on the show. Michael, you've got a minute. Tell us what you're running for and where. Go ahead.
Thanks, Howie. My name is Michael Tagliavia. I'm running for Vermont Attorney General. My platform is public safety, law and order, and personal accountability. If you want more law enforcement on the street, then I'm your man. If you believe criminals need to be held accountable, then I'm your man. If you believe we need to address drug addiction and address drug crimes, then I'm your man. If you believe we need to reopen drug facilities and open more to deal with the drug addiction issue, then I'm your man. If you believe that the revolving door bail system needs to be fixed, then I'm your man. If you didn't believe we need more victim advocacy because of the crimes, then I'm your man. If you believe that we still need to have qualified immunity for law enforcement, then I'm your man. If you believe that my opponent, who has been in the Attorney General's office for 7 years, is going to give you anything but more of the same, then she's for you. I am what is going to bring change.
Thank you, Michael. You got your rap down. That was very good. Thank you, Michael Tagliavia. Dave Koopman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, how are you? I met you at the Portsmouth Toyota event where you interviewed Caroline. That was a great event.
Oh, thank you.
So I represent District 147 up here in York, Maine, the Seacoast, and I'm a non-politician. I've been in business 40 years helping technology companies. And if you look at the problems here under Janet Mills, we've got, you know, inflation out of control. Maine was dead last, 50th in the nation in unemployment recovery. And when you look at jobs, which is a big thing, that's one of my big goals. She repealed welfare work requirements, really dropping Maine well below the work participation rate on the national average. So what I want to do is get young people to work in technology jobs, either right out of high school, right out of junior college, so they're not saddled with debt. We were going to India for programming jobs. India is not a deal anymore. It's not. Inflation's hit over there. There's a number of factors where we can get kids here, you know, good, bright people to...
Dave, we got to get young people working in anything, you know, not just the high tech, anywhere. Let's get them working. Thanks. That's Dave Koopman, 844-500-4242. John Comerford, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How are you? I'm John Comerford. I'm running for Governor's Council here in Mass District 8, which is Pioneer Valley up to the Berkshires. I'm running against a very woke young lady who wants to go in and essentially dismantle the system. I said that the wheel was invented about 40 billion years ago and it's worked ever since. One of her things she's kind of upset with me is because I plan on using good common sense in helping to select judges, whereas she thinks we should have, she should deal with experts. And my response to that is fairly simple. Joe Biden has a room full of experts, and look at the mess this country's in. Howie, I thank you for this time to reach the audience. I really do. And I'm asking for a vote from Republicans, Independents, and Democrats tomorrow, Tuesday, November 8th. Thank you,
John Comerford. 844-500-4242. Sheriff Tom Hodgson. Go ahead, Sheriff Tom Hodgson. Go ahead.
Howie, thanks for having me on. You know, this is such an important election. We built really strong collaboration with all our law enforcement partners. The people in my county have known me and what we've accomplished over the last 25 years. We've built strong youth programs, involved in major senior programs, school programs, first two COVID dogs in the nation. And we're looking to obviously expand further into the community and strengthen our partnerships in public safety. So I'm hoping voters of this county will trust me again to carry forward what they've been expecting of me all this time, and would appreciate their vote on November 8th.
Good luck, Sheriff. We appreciate your 26 years of service. Thank you very much. 844-500-4242. Richard Gerard from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. I am running for the state senate here in District 20 in New Hampshire, which is half the city of Manchester. And unlike my opponent, who was woke before woke was a thing, I am opposed to an income tax or a sales tax. He's voted for income taxes multiple times. I am for the Parental Bill of Rights. I am not for teaching discrimination in schools or using CRT, which my opponent is. I do not believe in unrestricted taxpayer-funded abortion up until the moment of birth, like my opponent. And unlike my opponent, I have got the endorsement of Governor Chris Sununu, Cornerstone Action, and a variety of other Republican and conservative organizations, including the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition and the National Rifle Association. I have knocked on almost 2,000 doors. My campaign's hit almost 10,000.
All right. Thank you. Good luck tomorrow. Richard Gerard, candidate for the New Hampshire State Senate. Now joining us is Brigadier General Don Bolduc. He's running for the U.S. Senate from the state of New Hampshire. We had Rick Scott on earlier in the show, General Bolduc, and he speaks very highly of you.
Well, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the senator as well. He's been a wealth of information and guidance for me during the general election, and I'm just glad to have his support.
So tell us why people should elect you to the Senate tomorrow over Maggie Hassan, General.
Well, okay. Ask yourself this question. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? I mean, I know the answer to that question because I've been on the campaign trail for a few years, and the answer is no, and we know that. And people are forced to choose between heating and eating. They know that it's going to get worse, and Senator Hassan has doubled down on 7 August with all her votes to vote against becoming energy independent, to vote against lowering inflation, to vote against securing our borders, to vote against funding the police so that they can take care of this, the crime and the opioid crisis, and have the equipment that we need. She is a no. And, oh, by the way, Joe Biden this weekend said, hey, no more drilling, and we're going to close our coal plants. And she said nothing about that. I was one of the first candidates that came up online. I was on Larry Kudlow earlier this afternoon talking.
Hey, General Bolduc, I hope you're going to be the senator-elect the next time we speak to you, and best to Victor the dog.
Yes, well, thank you very much. I anticipate very much being it, and I humbly ask for all Grand Estaters votes tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, General Bolduc. 844-500-4242. George Lorton. George, where are you from, and what are you running for?
I'm glad you gave me the opportunity here. My name's George Eddie Lorton. I'm running for mayor in Reno.
Reno, Nevada?
Reno, Nevada. Can you believe it?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, we ended up, we have, Reno has been for many years, I'm a strong businessman in this community, and for many years it's been the good old boys, special interest group, and really liberal. So now I've been fighting for all these years, had to go, and you could see the deep-seated corruption, go to council meetings with my attorneys to protect my investments. So finally later, I learned the system better than all of them, and I have a saying, you can't beat them, join and beat them. Want something done right, do it yourself. So I'm the Republican in the race, and so finally after the last 2 years of Biden, I'm not a Republican at my detriment. I have the business savvy and substance, and that's what we need in this community instead of just an empty smile like our current mayor. So on election day, thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you, George Lorton. Is it going to be a red sweep in Nevada tomorrow?
We're hoping so. It's always been, you know, the, you know, Nevada's always been Republican, but it depends because Tuesday's the election, but they'll be counting votes till Friday, and that's when the switching goes on. So
yeah,
we're hoping for the best, sir.
Yeah, we all are too. Thank you, George Lorton, candidate, Republican candidate for mayor of Reno. Evan Gendro, running for state rep in Massachusetts. Evan, you've got a minute. Go ahead.
Thank you, Howie. I'm Evan Gendro. I'm running for state representative in the 8th Bristol District down on the South Coast, which includes Westport, Fall River, New Bedford, Freetown, and Acushnet. I'm running for the seat because our community deserves a new voice and a strong advocate at the State House. I'll fight for tax relief, promote public safety, and work to make our state more affordable. We've received great responses and great support from around the district, and it's important that everyone gets out and votes tomorrow. You can learn more about our campaign by following us on social media or visiting our website, evanforrep.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. Evan's been working really hard on this fight. 844-500-4242. We're going to get to everybody. Hang on, everybody, and you'll get your shot, your minute. Like Marilyn said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. When your wife tells you she doesn't want anything for Christmas, she's lying. You know that. Be the star this holiday season and get her a pair of diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Grace and the mailroom manager both love them. They will both tell you that the quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have over 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil, and they come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. They always sell out, and there is a limited supply. Men, be the star this Christmas and surprise her with a pair. Ladies, get the pair you've always wanted. This offer is only good for this week and while supplies last, and they always sell out. Last Mother's Day, they sold out. So go early to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's DiamondXL.com, code Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Fetternek just put out a memo telling reporters to buckle up because ballot counting process could take several days. This is what Brandon said last week, and KJP is repeating it now, and you heard the mayoral candidate in Reno saying this. Are you getting a little suspicious? Just a little? 844-500-4242. Chris Cote, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. You got a minute, Chris. What are you running for and where?
Hi, Howie. Christopher Coit, running for the seat in the 3rd Bristol District, Taunton and Easton. A little bit about me. I'm the husband to Carrie, father of 3 children in the Taunton Public Schools. I've been on the Taunton City Council for 3 years, since 2019. Retired Army Master Sergeant, spent 22 years in the United States Army. Running on a platform to support law enforcement, protect your tax dollars, grow our economy, lower energy costs, and the parents' voice in school. This is a very important election, and I think with your help and all your listeners getting out and vote, this is a seat that we can flip from Democrat to Republican. We've been working really hard over the last year. We've hit over 5,000 doors, made 10,000 phone calls. Actually, I just snuck into the other side of a room. I've got about 50 people here for a pre-election huddle. So we're working hard, Howie, and I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to come on your show. Again, Christopher Coit, 3rd Bristol District, Taunton and Easton.
Right. He's an ally of Mayor Shauna O'Connell, who's the Republican mayor of Taunton. And I mentioned Chris Coit in my pre-election column. You can read it at HowieCarrShow.com. It's Howie Carr's midterm election guide. Some of these people that are calling in, I missed them. And I apologize. Just vote Republican down the road. That's the best way to do it. Thank you. Mike Moffitt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Holly, fourth time caller, long time listener, running for re-election. Mike Moffitt for state rep out of Loudoun, New Hampshire, NASCAR country. Hey, good to hear General Baldick a few minutes ago. I was with him a few times last week. We once did a helicopter op together. I'm a retired Marine Corps officer, among other things. Do a sports column for the Weirds Times. Proud member of the Legislative Beer Caucus. A couple dozen reps who like to have fun while making good laws, the Beer Caucus. Especially proud of getting a law passed last year requiring every New Hampshire high school grad to pass the citizenship test. So in addition to learning about CRT and climate change, they're going to actually have to learn about our Constitution. So Loudoun Canterbury, please vote red tomorrow.
Thank you, Mike Moffitt, and we appreciate you calling again. Lisa Mayer, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa. What are you running for?
And hi, give us Howie.
Got a minute.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry. All right. Thanks so much for having me. My name's Lisa Mayer. It's M-A-I-R. I'm running for state senate in the 1st Worcester District in Massachusetts, and that includes towns Berlin, Boylston, West Boylston, Northborough, Bolton, and a big part of Worcester. And I'm running as a conservative independent. There is no Republican in this race, and I'm up against a far-left Democrat. And so although independents don't normally win, I think I have a real shot at this. I just hope that Republicans and conservatives know that I'm with them. I'm planning to caucus with Republicans if I am elected, and I really think it's urgent that we bring more balance into this state because it's leading us down a dangerous path. I would like to support our law enforcement, our Constitution, and also ensure that we have medical freedom here in Massachusetts.
All right.
My website is lisa4masenate.com.
All right. Thanks. People, as we go through, we're going to do another hour of this and just get online if you're on the ballot anywhere. You can get a minute, and it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to give out your website when you get on board. But anyway, we're going to keep going with this in the next hour. Our number is 844-500-4242. And again, check out my Howie Carr's midterm election guide. That's the headline of my column with all of my endorsements in the New England area. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.